欢迎来到卡卡课堂 I'm Jessica
Today let's talk about the word big
B-I-G 对的就是我们非常熟悉的那个表示大的单词 big 口语当中的这个单词实在是太常见了比如说 It's not a big deal Or you can say It's no big deal 这没有什么大不了的和 big 相关的表达还特别的多比如说呢要表示一个人呢是个大佬你就可以用A big shot, to be a big shot. 但是呢需要特别的注意 to be a big shot is often used sarcastically. 通常呢如果你说别人是 big shot, 会有负面的含义就是你讽刺的说哎呀你还真是个大佬呀。比如说我们听这个句子 I haven't seen you for a while. I heard you became a big shot in the city. I'm surprised you still have time for us.有段时间可没见你啦我听说呢你成了城里的一个大佬哎呀我很惊讶你还有时间见我们呀 Big 这个单词呢虽然只有三个字母但真的是非常的实用如果你想要专项练习本期的节目呢记得加入我们早餐英语的会员课程哦说到 big 又让我想起另外一个俚语啊 To be a big fish in the small pond Pond P-O-N-D 指的是池塘的意思字面意思也非常好理解就是一个小池塘的大鱼那么它呢就隐喻为成为一个小地方的大人物了那么这个俚语的英文解释呢我们也来听一下 Someone who is very successful but only in a very limited area and only because there isn't much competition 一个人呢非常的成功但只是呢在一个非常有限的领域里因为呢没有太多的竞争就显得他比较成功了我们来听这个例句She likes being a big fish in the small pond because she knows she'll do well. 她喜欢呢待在小地方成为一个大人物因为她知道她能做得很好。下一个短语非常的直白 to make it big, 把它做大是这个意思吗其实呢这样理解没有问题啊但是呢在另外的语境下呢它也有取得成就或是赚大钱的意思。For example, his dream is to make it big so that he can pay off his mortgage and live debt-free. 他的梦想呢就是赚大钱然后还清按揭贷款过上没有债务的生活。在口语当中呢重大的突破也有 big 这个单词但是呢突破这个单词呢我们用 break. Big break 就指的是重大的突破了。For example, her big break was something she never expected, an independent film with a small budget.他最大的突破是他从未料到的是一部预算很小的独立电影最后结合我们今天所学我们听一下下面这个句子如果你知道它是什么意思记得留言告诉我哦 If he went to London he wouldn't think quite so highly of himself Here, he's big fish in the small pond